Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Live from New York City, ESPN Studios, Pier 17, right here in the Seaport District. It is Alan Hahn and Bart Scott on a football Monday. And I tell you what, Bart.
It's okay to laugh, man. It's okay to laugh.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's the only thing I know is laugh.
You laugh and cry, man.
Yeah.
You had a
weekend, and we missed you on Friday. Mm-hmm. Mike Tannenbaum was in with us on Friday, and we appreciate Mike. We had a good time. We were just tearing up rosters on Friday.
Did he try to barster Domus? You know, he can pull off a Paul Bear.
No, we didn't go there. But we did try to trade some people and you know, again, rebuild some franchises. But
yeah, he's good at that.
But still, so we had a good time with that. But, you know, we did miss you, and I know, again, you had you know, some family business to attend to this weekend, and yeah. you come in and already tell.
That's all good.
It's always like that when you go home. You come back and you're just like, man.
For those people out there, I lost my grandmother. She was 89 years old.
So I'll sign up for 89 right now.
We went to celebrate her life. But it's just certain things that happen at black funerals, man, and all the listeners out there, you know, black, white, it don't matter. Funerals, period. You know, we all got characters in our family, man. It's, you know, mom's fainted, and, you know, she's okay now. And I know she's listening, so we love you. We miss you. She listens to the show every single day.
Mama, I was sending flowers. Your son didn't get me the address. So
we're gonna send one to her because she's going to need it during the week because it's one of those things where you have to grieve after the fact. You know what I mean? You need support, not the day of the funeral because everybody's there.
I'm going to send her some music. Yeah. You know what? She's listening today. What's her favorite music? We're going to play her music.
One of the speakers that described my grandmother, we talked about the Temptations, right? He said, my girl, because my grandmother made my nephew. You know, when grandma makes say go up and sing and you don't know how to sing, you just go do what grandma says. So he kind of told that. And everybody had their own individual relationship with her. That was the unique part.
Cool.
But, you know, the crazy part is, like, it's like the dumb stuff you see, right? Because, like, you always got people in your family that's hood rats. And my cousin Jeffrey is, like, one of those hood rats, man. Like, you know, like listen, so I started my charity to help paraplegics, quadriplegics, because he got shot one time in the back. He got shot in the back. He was at a bar, and somebody shot up the club, and he got shot in the back and became a paraplegic, right? So, but he's still, like, a tough guy, right? So he drives around in his car. He got this Cadillac, like a 90. It's like a 2012. It's like a 2012, right? He got rims on it and all that stuff, right? Like, why he has rims in Detroit? 22s on an old Cadillac DeVille or something like that. Makes no sense. You think potholes are bad here in Jersey. You talk about the pothole capital of the world. If he gets a flat tire, he can't get out there and change the tire, bro. You're in a wheelchair. So it's like, bro, what the hell are you doing? You might want to get something with some meat on the tires because the likelihood of you bending the rim being stuck on the side is high. So, okay, we go to the family hour. They don't have a elevator to go down. So, okay, this dude don't have an elevator to go down, so they have a chairlift, right? So he has to get out of his wheelchair, get on the chairlift. Auntie, go help your cousin. Yes, auntie, go up there. This dude's getting out. And while he's about to get out of the wheelchair, I see a gun. I say, dude, why the hell you got a gun? Oh, man, you just never know. What do you mean? Everybody down here is family. Like, what, you think somebody going to come in and try and flash mob and rob everybody and you going to save the day? Like, what are you doing? So he's like, oh, just help me. I got to put it away for Auntie C. So he tries to put it in his pants.
Oh,
right?
No.
Meanwhile, first thing came to my mind.
Plaxico.
Because he got jogging pants. Like, bro, so if his formula starts falling your leg, you're going to try and catch it. You're going to shoot your damn self. But you can't feel your legs. So you're just being shot yourself. Not even know you're bleeding. Like, bro, what you can't make this up. So just to understand, right?
Yeah.
For me to get back, we understand that it was all these tornadoes.
Right, there was bad weather.
Right, in Kentucky.
The Midwest.
That weather moved up. I got my ass on a plane, 50 to 60 mile an hour winds, and got out of there. Because I already know how this story is, man. Listen, I love my family, but they can be a bit much at times. So that's why I'm here to you,
Mr. Scott.
Here
the
today.
Flight is going to be a little tumultuous. You can wait for the next flight. No, I'm good.
We're gonna ride it out. So that was my weekend.
So everybody out there,
we've all had that experience. And, you know, grandmother had 7 kids, 21 grandkids.
God bless her.
37 great grandkids. 67 great-great grandkids.
What?
So she's responsible for about 120 hood rats running around Detroit and everywhere else. And so, you know.
The matriarch.
The fruits of her labor. But,
well,
you know,
may she rest in peace.
Yeah, hope that makes mom feel better.
And we are happy.
Thinking about you even here, Mom.
We are definitely thinking of you, Mama, as well.
Speaking about pain.
NFL
was crazy.
Yes, it's great to have you back, of course, and as I mentioned, and we need you today because, wow, is there a lot to talk about after yesterday in the NFL. Let's make this Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. If I didn't say it, it is Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. So where shall we begin? Let's begin with the Dallas Cowboys, Bart. And exactly right, because, you know, where it begins.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Is their head coach, not Jimmy Johnson, but Mike McCarthy, did say, we're going to win on Sunday. Now, there'll be another team that did some stuff pregame that ended up blowing up in their face. But for Mike McCarthy, it didn't.
Yeah.
Right out of the gate, his team just looked like this was, again, the defense that we saw at the beginning of the season. It might not have been in the offense.
Yeah.
It might not be the Dak Prescott we're used to, and we'll get more on that in a second. But defensively, Bart, with Randy Gregory back, with what they're doing with Parsons.
With Lawrence. Yep,
this team looked nasty. Does it change now again what we think about their potential this season? As you take a drink, sorry.
I mean, you look at that's a lot of vinegar. Well, I mean, but you look. Washington made a game of it in the second half. McLaurin going out with a concussion. You know what I mean? They came out well and they showed you what they can be, and they can be a defense that can get after the passer if you get in those situations. We understood and knew that the Washington football team had to play a control ball control game, and you know they are a team that kind of grinds it out. They were able to get, you know, some turnovers, and you know, you talk about the fumble that Parson calls that got scooped up and picked up and, you know, taken in for a touchdown. You know, that's great because you have to be able to pack your running game, which wasn't really there because, you know, you think about Pollard, you know, Dak is banged up a little bit. But I am a little concerned with this offense. So like now the concern goes from the defensive side of the ball to the offense because you know that, listen, when you see what that bad man did in Green Bay.
Wow.
Those are the matchups that you got to go. You're not going against Taylor Heineke. So, like, it's one of those things where you can feel good about where you were and where you're at as a team. But, man, understand that the opponents and the people that you're looking good against, so all the little things that you're sweeping under the rug, you got to make sure that you address them because you're going to have to play a tight game. If you're going to beat Green Bay, you got to play a tight game if you're going to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Because right now, Tampa, Arizona – And you think about Green Bay, they look like the class of the crop. And I'm talking about I'm not talking about AFC.
Oh no.
I'm talking about period.
In the league.
They look different than
it feels like
the
Super Bowl champ is coming out of the NFC. Right?
Yeah.
Like it definitely feels like that. And as I mentioned, it also feels like we're setting up for, as we were talking about, you know, the Belichick Brady Super Bowl, but how about Brady Rodgers 2? Like, how about that we're setting up for?
That's going to
Brady Rodgers, too, in the NFC Championship game, which, you know, we'll have a lot. Like, after what we saw last year, what happened last year, how that game ended, all those things. And for Aaron Rodgers, who's, and we'll get to that, with his toe issue still being an issue. Boy, I'll tell you what, talk about an NFC Championship that you would really be hyped for.
Remember the old ones?
Arizona, Dallas, there are other teams that might have something to say about that before we get to that point. So,
that's the thing. Any given Sunday, right? One of those teams can punch above their weight class.
Yep.
And that's why coaching matters. That's why coordinators matter, right? That's why, like, you talk about the people that can put together great game plans to take away what you do best and make you play left-handed. The issue is Green Bay can play left-handed, fight left-handed or right-handed. Tampa Bay can fight left-handed or right-handed. I don't know Dallas at times can, but as of late, they haven't been able to. I mean, but Arizona can fight left-handed. They can run the ball, but they can air that thing out. And they have a good defense, and a defense that can be multiple. Styles make fights. And, you know, you think about right now, if you look at, you know, the standings in the NFL, like who potentially will be going against each other. You look at the NFC, like, okay, if Dallas wins, but they only have nine wins, you know, you look at Green Bay, right? They'll be top, right? You know, they're fighting for that number one, you know, they're fighting for that number one spot. So, I mean, nobody's worried about the Saints. The Vikings could beat anybody, right? The Vikings, if they get in, they could beat anybody. That's the team from the outside.
They could also lose,
anybody. The Rams is going, I think, going to take a beat down, you know, today. But the Rams, the Rams can, we've seen the Rams beat the Buccaneers. So, like, that's a good matchup, you know, for them. But if the Rams have to come in and they're one of the seeds that have to face Arizona, Arizona kind of has their number. Like, Washington is weird, right? Because, like, you
Well, Heineke just got hurt. Like, they got they walked out of that game beaten up. Like,
yeah.
You could see it. They were not the same team
they walked
into.
But they're limited. Nobody wants to see the San Francisco 49ers. How the hell can Debo Samuels, how can Debo, whatever. Here come that mama, here come that man. I mean, leading the league in rushing and touchdown receptions.
Kyle Shanahan using him as a weapon. And you know what? Also, shout out to George Kittle, who has been a different player since he came back from injury.
Yeah.
The catch, he made some catches yesterday. But yeah, that was quite the ending there too. But let's just get back to Dallas here real quick. Because as we're talking about their defense, and that their defense started to look like that defense we saw early in the season that we thought, wow, is this championship caliber? If that offense looked the way it did in the first 6 weeks, and then the defense looks like it did, you could have something special here. Well, the defense, now that they got healthy again, we saw a sign of that. But the offense, listen to this. First 6 games of the season, Dak Prescott. Completion percentage, 73%. Touchdowns to interceptions, 16-4.
Yeah.
Completion percentage over expectation, plus 7.8, right? This is, again, NFL Next Gen stats. Since week 9, coming back from injury, everything else, the win-loss record's 3-3. They were 5-1 in those first 6 games, right? So now 3-3 in the next 6. His completion percentage drops 10%, 63%. But the bigger one is this, the touchdown to interception, 8-6. It was 16-4 in the first 6 weeks. Now it's 8-6 over the last 6 games. And the completion percentage over expectations is a minus 2.9. So underperforming. And Dak knows it. So the defense gets the win. The offense has some work to do.
Good team win. Obviously, we've got to do a better job of finishing on offense. But credit to our defense. Two turnovers that I had, they got the ball right back. And that's what all I can ask for. That's all you can ask for is an offense. But as you said, got going pretty early. Got a good lead. But then we've got to be able to finish it off and not let him back in the game.
The running game still has to get where it used to be, all that stuff. But I'll tell you, his quarterback rating is 27th in the league over the last 6 weeks. Not good either. Second worst third down conversion rate. Last in red zone touchdown efficiency. Second worst third and out rate as well. So is it fixable? Can they fix the problem with the offense? Because the defense looks like they are on their way. Now, as we move on.
They still gave up 20 in the second half, though. You know what I mean? It's like one of those things. They gave up a 20-burger in the second half.
Yeah, so that game, like, looked like it was over, and then.
You know what I mean? So, like, they have to learn how to finish and close. You know what I mean? We saw, you know,
yesterday. We saw a lot of that yesterday.
Yeah, we saw
a lot of games
Bills,
that looked like blowouts, and then all of a sudden
Cleveland,
became close
Baltimore.
Finishes. Yeah, oh, man, there's so much to get to. Now, we want you to be part of Barton Hunt Nation on Dr. Pepper Call-In Line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. College football bowl season is here. The fans are hyped. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. All right, that was all Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And let's move now to what we were just talking about, and that is, you know, the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears. And what also was a strange game, the Bears looked like they were – you know, oh, you own who? We own you. Like, they had a good start to that game.
Why every rookie looked better than that?
Well,
never mind.
Oh, from the Jets' perspective, the number two pick in the draft compared to other
quarterbacks? Well, the number one pick in
a lot of drama there, too, in Jacksonville. But Aaron Rodgers throws for 4 touchdowns. And yet, after the game, when, you know, the Packers just look like this team that you're saying to yourself, wow, they are going to be special. And that's when I said, we need Brady Rodgers too. We need it, right? We absolutely need that in the AFC Championship game. Need it. But after the game, some interesting comments from Aaron Rodgers. And I'm just wondering, first and foremost, if – and you've been through a toe injury. You know what this is about. You know what it can do.
Yeah.
So listen to what Rodgers says after this game, where he looked spectacular, yet admitted that the toe issue he's been dealing with has gotten worse.
No, it feels worse. I don't know what kind of setback that I had tonight, but I will look at it tomorrow. But definitely took a step back tonight.
Are you thinking more inclined to get surgery with how it feels now? Or
I mean, I can't make that call right now. We're going to look at it tomorrow, do a film. And I mean, that would be last resort for sure. But I got to see what kind of setback it was tonight.
Can we just cut it off?
Well, Ronnie Lott did it. Ronnie Lott cut off his finger. So, yeah. I mean, so prove that you wanted the best, man. Cut it off, man. You don't have sandal feet anyway. Like, nobody cares. It's just a pinky toe. Like, people can't even tell. Some people pinky toe hides underneath the other toe that is next to. So, yeah, yeah. So go ahead. It's all good.
When you wear cleats, there's no way you can go sandals, right? Like, ruin your feet to
actually,
a point
my,
where
actually,
just...
actually, my feet isn't that bad.
You got nice feet?
But they call me elephant toe. Excuse because, me? Like, I got to, like, you can Careful see by my, you can see by my finger. Anybody can see, like, I have a, like... I don't know. Like, everybody think it's weird, but, like, my nail bed kind of rounds off. See how it rounds off? How yours are flat mine's round off. So, like, my toes the same way. Like, if I did, my nail would grow and kind of probably grow and touch the ground. It's, like, weird. But, you know,
so
other than that.
They call you
elephant toe.
Elephant toe.
Yeah. Raising.
No, hammer toe. You know what I mean? Because I have such a big, like, nail space on my – I got a big nail, right? So, it, like, covers a lot of my toe.
Hey, phrasing!
If anybody ever go to my Instagram, my daughter clowned me one time on Instagram. It's like a picture. She's just talking. I'm just chilling out there with her, just talking about, you know, stuff we had Disney World. And she's just like, ew, dad. I'm like, what are you? I'm like, have you seen Shaq's toes? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I should be a foot model compared to some of these these dudes' feet. But, you know, to answer your question about Aaron Rodgers, you know, because his is on the outside. You know, you talk about mine was on the inside, so I had problems pushing off and starting. Mm-hmm. But for him, every time he steps, the outside of your foot is where kind of like we all kind of have like our feet where it's on the outside is where it gets back because our feet gets flat. And as we step, you know, our feet flattens and you get that skin underneath. So those bones there are really, really brittle. You know what I mean? So you think about if it's broke, if it's a hairline fracture, it's only going to get worse. And it's nothing you can do about it. And I think if he gets surgery, they risk – not being able to compete for the number one seed to get the bye, which is important. Number two, you risk not being able to have the playoffs go through Green Bay. And, you know, so I think it's one of those things where he's just going to have to fight through it. He got to manage it. He got to, you know, not practice all week, get treatment on it all week, and shoot it up and take pain pills and keep the inflammation out. Because whether it's broke or not, mm-hmm. that's just what it is.
Yeah, well, I mean – they talked about it on Get Up, and your guy Rex Ryan said he's a toe expert, which we have to take his word for.
Well, you know he's bun. He loves the feet. But I'm the real toe expert because I had a total reconstruction of my big toe, so I had to, you know.
Right. You certainly went through it. But just on the Rodgers topic, he also touched on something that, again, now after beating the Bears again, the 23 mm-hmm. and – is it 23 now and 5? 23-3?
It's up there.
Okay. Since he's been there against the Bears – now the question is, well, do you think you'll be beating them? You know, will you see them again? Because who knows what his future is in Green Bay? And he left this sort of response to that, which I'm curious to see. Like, give me the BS meter on this one.
Oh, I don't know, Ryan. I mean, I'm not really thinking about that right now. I'm devoting all my energy and focus to the season. I don't know. I don't think it's my last against the Bears. You know, I feel like one of the factors in continuing to play would be, you know, can I still play? Do I still have it? Can I still be effective and efficient and make the plays I feel like I'm capable of making? And I think the answer is yes.
Yeah, I mean, your MVP candidate.
Yeah,
right
can
now.
He still play? Yeah, I think he can still
right
play.
Right now, if voters don't have voter fatigue, it's right now it should be him and Brady. Like, they've taken over the race for the MVP. Like, they've taken over the race. Now, can Kyler Murray get into it late? I mean, tonight he can take a big step forward if he's able to destroy the Rams and make Aaron Donald look foolish and put up a bunch of points and show that he could be multiple, kill him with his legs, kill him with his arm.
If it can look dynamic,
he can put himself back because he was in the race, but he missed a month. But if he comes back, he hasn't had a bad performance. So he can come back and put himself, Dax out of it, right? The way Dax played, he's done.
Yep.
Lamar Jackson injured, he's played bad, he's done.
Yep.
Right now it's coming down to the old men.
Josh Allen. Get back into that conversation after yesterday. I mean,
they lost.
Come on, man.
They lost. They lost, though.
I'm with you, though.
Right now, they're not even in the playoffs. So you can't – they're not in the playoffs
fair,
right now.
Fair point, but some people could argue that they
– but they're not in the playoffs.
they had a chance can't to win, this game.
Yeah, but you can't win the MVP if you're not in playoffs.
No, no, that's true. No, that certainly is true. By the way, with 27 touchdowns and 4 interceptions, you're very much in the MVP conversation. Yeah. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Just getting started here. We got a lot more games to break down. It was a weird day yesterday.
Yeah, because
there were games that felt like blowouts.
Barbecue chicken.
And then they got close, and you're like, is that, you know, was it true or was it Fugazi?
But nobody came back and won. That's the thing. They made it entertaining.
Yep.
But nobody came back and won.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, we're starting to, even though we have a ton of parity right now in the NFL still.
Yeah.
We're kind of getting a clearer picture of who the real, like, remember, contender pretenders.
They're facing each other.
Yeah.
That's what I love about the NFL schedule. They always make divisional games in the last month so people can't tank like they used to.
Good point. Yeah, absolutely. All right. So, again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We got your calls to get to, more games to get to, including, as you mentioned, the Bills, the Bucs, and what we learned from Buffalo. Something that I'm glad I didn't tweet at halftime, but I think I could still say today, despite not wanting to tweet it. So more to get to. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. And do we have something here?
No, not right here,
man.
We're
doing right here.
Not to 12:40.
We gave you a break right out of the gate.
I appreciate it, man.
How about that?
You understand what I was dealing with my cousin with the gun, with the wheelchair riding. What the hell?
It's a story I'm still recovering from. Hopefully you enjoyed it too. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Here's the snap. Pressure coming from the outside. Brady throws it back. Caught ball. First out of the 50. Outside the numbers 40. To the 30-yard line. To the 25. It's Perriman. Bashaud Perriman. Touchdown Tampa Bay. Box win in overtime. Perriman.
Mama, we know you listening, Mama. This for you, Mommy. You know, you lost your mama, and I know you're sad, but we love you. Yeah, there we go.
By the way, the call there was courtesy of 98 Rock, just so you know.
I guess you say, what can make me feel this way, my girl?
There we go, man. Yeah, anybody that ever had a grandma and a mama understand what that's all about.
My girl.
Rest in peace, grandma. We love you. We'll miss you. And we'll keep your legacy going.
For sure. Barton Hahn.
100 people. You get.
100 people?
She's responsible for 120 people.
I feel like there's more stories to come from. Like this was like a Tyler Perry kind of thing.
I told you that. It's like one of those things. Don't be the great witch. You know what? I forgot. Death at a funeral, and they kicked her. Her in there. You want to go with her? Tired of screaming. You always got the one that show out. You got the one like, look, man, pastor. I got to do my job. Now, I understand y'all more. Like, listen, y'all got to sit down. Hey, we got a time limit. Y'all already half an hour over.
Oh, my goodness.
Crazy, man.
Should have just IG live the whole thing. Yeah. During Dell's holiday event, save up to $250 on computers with Intel Core processors. Get special savings on Dell XPS and Alienware systems, plus monitors, docks, and accessories, all with free shipping. Call 800-BY-DELL. It's 800-BY-DELL. Pardon. All right, so today is a day for doing, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers got it done once again. And it looked like they were going to get it done in impressive fashion. Yeah. It looked like they were just going to roll all over. So it's halftime of the game. It's 23-0.
And you out there trolling.
And I'm
trolling.
I sometimes will test tweets by putting them in the group chat and see how people react. So I'm like, well, do I really want to say this right now? So I said the Bills are frauds. frauds.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Come on, man. Like, how many weeks in a row now are we looking at you and saying, when are you going to show up?
Yeah.
And you're getting your ass kicked now at halftime. And I'm thinking, you are frauds. And then I'm glad I didn't hit send, like Herm Edwards said, don't press send. I'm glad I didn't, because Josh Allen tried to will his team back.
Yeah, he did.
Whatever it took to get him back. What did you think of the no call in the end zone? So they had to settle for the game tying field goal instead of
BS. That's some BS. That was a lot of contact. Like, you called that one. I didn't understand why they didn't even, like, if this would have been a couple of years ago, you could have challenged pass interference. At worst, it's illegal contact or holding. Like,
it was contact right from the line of scrimmage, though. The hand fighting was all the way down.
Yeah, 5 yards. But once the ball's in the air, he didn't even look back. Yeah. I didn't understand that. And for everybody saying you don't call that, yes, you do. Because that's what it's about. It's about being able to stay calm and being able to make those plays. Because guess what? When you get down there, advantage really goes to the pass receiver, to the receiver. It goes to the receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I thought they did a bad job in some of their play selections and calls.
Right.
I mean, down there, man, that's the perfect place. You know what Tampa's all about. You know they're going to come with a bunch of pressure. That's the perfect opportunity for some illegal pick routes.
So that happens. And then Brady has the ball.
Yo. I'm like, who the hell is that running, man? Who the hell is – whose number?
Who is it?
Who – like, he got to be like number. I didn't even know he dressed. Was that his first play?
No, he signed 4 weeks ago.
He got cut from the Lions.
Rashad Perriman.
Yeah. Got cut from the Lions, yes. Right? His dad played for the Lions. You would think the Lions need some receiver help, you know, knowing that their receivers got hurt. Rashad Perriman, former
baby.
Jet.
Yeah.
A crossing rub route somehow gets matched up with Edmonds in a foot race. Remember, this kid ran. We don't know if he ran a 4.2 or 4.1. Remember, we had that conversation.
We had him on the show.
Yeah,
we talked to him about
the
that.
Unofficial.
Yeah.
Every single second was on display as he goes 50 yards. And I know people are looking like, who the hell? Like, people were like, even the Tampa fans that was in front was like, Scotty Miller?
They just found somebody.
Like, Scotty Miller?
It's amazing. So he takes to the house. They win in overtime, and the Bills take the L. And as Bart said, on the outside looking in right now of the playoffs. Before we get to your calls, though, let's hear from Josh Allen on the performance of a team that at halftime looked like barbecue chicken, would say. Stick a fork in them, but showed something in the second half that made Josh Allen feel good despite the loss.
I think we had a good talk at halftime. Guys responded well. I know the score is what the score was, but I'm damn proud of our team and how we fought in that second half. And, you know, that's who we are. That's the team I've known to love and to know, really. Guys that are just resilient, guys that want to fight for each other, you know. And, again, it is what it is. The score is what the score was. To come out and play that way, I'm proud of our team, of how we did it. Honestly, we wish the end result was different. I'm super, super proud of our guys.
All right. I mean, that's positive talk after a painful loss.
It's real cute.
Be ready for Foxborough.
We didn't pay for the Buffalo Bills to be cute. Like, this is when you're an upstart team, the little engine, chicka chicka. Oh, we almost beat the champs. We came back. That's cute.
Yeah.
When you're the Super Bowl favorite going in from the AFC, when you signed Emmanuel Sanders and you had the type of draft that you had, we don't want to hear that. You passed that. That's when you're on the upstart. This is the third year within this process. And right now, you're a team that was in the AFC Championship last year, and you know you're not in the playoffs right now.
They look fragile,
and we know you could potentially have another ale dog coming.
Well,
from Foxborough. Now you just pretty much gave them the bye potentially.
Yes, but the schedule does favor the Bills here because they have the Panthers next, and Carolina looks a mess.
Yeah, okay.
Then they play the Patriots day after Christmas at Foxborough. That, of course, as we know, is going to be their Super Bowl. I mean, that's their big game now. That's their big game left. Because then they host the Falcons, and then they host the Jets to finish the season, and we know what that's probably going to look like, okay?
But if you lose one more.
You better show. No, but that's. So this schedule, the last 4 games, the last 4 weeks for the Bills, has 3 winnable games and 1 challenge. You better show up for the winnable games and not focus only on the challenge.
But 10-7. Can send you home.
Well, that is true. They've already dug the hole. That's why, for me, again, the Bills are that team where you look at them and you feel like they are a nerve-wracking team for me. A nerve-wracking team. They should be better than they are, and we don't know why. But it doesn't mean you overreact. I feel like with some teams, if you overreact and you go into next season, this is part of, I think, a growing learning process. Because now they weren't surprising anybody anymore. Everybody's ready for you now. And you have to learn how to play that way. And they have to be play tougher, which you've said they aren't. And now, of course, going
into, so they're in.
But they're talking about everybody. Yeah, I mean, look, you got the Browns, the Bengals.
Watch out for the Colts. Dolphins.
Really?
Watch out for the
Miami. You still think Miami's got a shot?
Watch out for the Dolphins.
6-7. Yeah, I think there's too many teams might be in their way.
I mean, Pittsburgh barbecue chicken. Yeah. The Raiders. The Pittsburgh got one of the hardest schedules left.
Denver, Cincinnati, and Cleveland are going to have something to say at some point.
I told you, Denver is a team much like the Colts. That run game, that defense.
All right. Well, by the way, this was more about the Bucs, but I guess we just know what they are. And this is a team that has, as Bart mentioned, weapons. You don't even know who that is, and he just jumps in the game and takes it to the house. Their defense has gotten a lot better, but Tom Brady playing like an MVP. And today's the day for doing, brought to you by the Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done. So we got your calls to come up. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We will get to those after Bart tells us about ZipRecruiter.
If you're a business owner, it can be tough to hire the top talent for your team, especially when you're competing with other businesses to find the right people. So how can you get the hiring edge? ZipRecruiter. Next Key Marketing Manager Erin Hargy loves ZipRecruiter Invite to Apply. She says, they get my job posted in front of the right people, and I instantly see great candidates, and I can invite them to apply to my job. See for yourself. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/BART, to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BART.
Bart and Han.
Back, Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. Bart, here's the height of tone deafness. When you know something has become a topic that people are talking about, or maybe you're not aware of it at all, you choose not to be aware of it, and then you say something. You ever do that where you're so out of the loop that you say something and everybody looks at you going, you know, we've been talking about that like for the past week? Like, no, I haven't been paying attention.
Yeah.
Well, that's Mike Leach, Mississippi State now head coach, whose team is playing in the Liberty Bowl. Are you excited about that? Texas Tech.
I love
he's playing
Liberty
against
Bowl.
Texas Tech.
He's Liberty playing Bowl. Against his old squad.
Right. So Mike Leach was, and I think this was a bit of a setup too, because you know he's asked about players opting out of bowl games. So he has an offensive lineman who's expected to be a draft pick, and he did not practice. And of course, the thought is, well, maybe he's not going to play, or considering not playing because he doesn't want to get hurt in the bowl game. We've seen this happen before. So Mike Leach says this, quote, "You've got an obligation to the place that helped build and develop you and finish it out in the bowl. That's part of it. You owe it to your team. You owe it to your fans. You owe it to your coaches. And it's the most bizarre thing in the world to me. Someone says, well, I can't play one more game. They think they're going to have a storied 10-year NFL career. Then they can't play one more college game. Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, guys will go to the NFL, they'll make the Pro Bowl, and they'll play in the Pro Bowl. It's one of the biggest absurdities that I've seen, and it's selfish, too." End quote. That is, again, Mike Leach, head coach of Mississippi State. So this is, of course, right after we've had all this conversation about—
What's Chip Kelly for a comment?
Yeah, Brian Kelly.
Oh, Chip Kelly.
Right?
Yeah, Brian
Kelly. Lincoln Riley deciding that, you know, I'm moving on to the next school, and my team's playing in a bowl game. I'm not going to coach that.
Question.
That's as tone deaf as you could get.
Question. It's the defensive coordinator that got hired from Georgia and Oregon. Is he coaching in the playoffs? That's what's
the
up with
that? College football championship?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Is he what I'm saying? Is he coaching in, or is he leaving because now he's the new head coach of Oregon?
I don't know.
So you talk about.
I haven't seen a story that says he's not.
You talk about potentially a guy that's. But most of these guys got to get on a recruiting trail.
Yes.
So, like, that's why Chip Kelly left, right?
Brian Kelly.
That's why Brian Kelly left.
But I'm here with my family.
My family. Massachusetts owned Brian Kelly, and I'm here with my family.
Oh, my God.
And I'm here for you.
This is the height of hypocrisy, man.
But
this
that's what for Leach to say this. Now, again,
He's the same dude also, that put somebody, a kid, in the closet.
But he's also that guy that just says funny stuff or weird things or off-the-wall things.
Exactly,
about candy and everything else. So who knows if he's really being serious or not.
He's serious.
But this is still a thing in college sports, college football, where it shouldn't be. Right, so you're going to – so coaches will leave and leave their team behind and not coach them in a bowl game. But a player has that same aspiration of, you know what, I don't want to get hurt.
And guess what?
And again, remember the story of Jalen Smith.
Yeah.
Don't forget that story.
Now he can't even find a team.
Right.
Willis McGahee.
I mean, don't forget that story.
And Marcus Lattimore.
It can happen, and if you don't want to risk it, you don't. There are some guys that are going to play, but some that just choose not to.
And especially you have no chance for a championship. You're not playing in the playoffs.
I just love when you ask me questions and I don't have the answer to them. Those are always great. Back in 10 seconds, maybe I'll have an answer.
I'm here with my family.
Bart and Han.
Scott in Texas.
I have a question mainly for Keyshawn because he played receiver.
Keyshawn?
And
you got the wrong
pardon
show.
Me?
Keyshawn's on in the morning.
Yes, I know. I recorded it. I'm sorry. So should I call tomorrow morning?
Unless you want to ask Bart.
All right, Mark, a question
Mark.
Here.
All right, tell you what, Scott. Mark and I are going to finish our show.
Bart and Han.
Respect.
That was one of the best.
Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road.
Now, this is Ray Charles, but you know it's Jamie Foxx's birthday today.
Is it?
Who had a fantastic job playing.
I don't know who was better.
Ray Charles.
Who's better in the biopics, right? His biopics? Like
biopic, him? Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Biopic. It's really depends
is it,
on
is
how
it,
you
is
say
it him or is it Chad Bozeman? Because he did James Brown. Mr. Bud. Like, and then he did Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, the Jackie Robinson one was unbelievable.
Did you see the James? You got to go see the James Brown one.
Lorenzo's asking, what about Will Smith as Ali? That was pretty damn good, too.
Yeah.
He had everything. He had the cadence. He had the whole thing. The facial expressions. Like, he did a great job.
But I would say that it's harder when you have to actually sing. Like, Jamie Foxx actually sung.
Denzel as Malcolm X.
See, I still put Jamie Foxx and Chad Bobick, like Mr. Bird. Like, when he played James Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Bud. Like, yo, anybody haven't seen, like, Chad Bozick play, like, the James Brown? Because, like, he showed that he can do, like, not only a musician, but he also did a athlete. He did another one, too, man. Like, he was so talented, man. Man.
Who was the actor that played Martin Luther King, you know, the movie?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That he was really good, too.
He's a great actor. He played on Shaft, too, like, when he's stabbing himself. You got to kill me, man. You kill my brother, man. So, like, straight, because he'll play African-American, but then he'll play a Hispanic at the same time. His birthday was, like, last week, too, man.
Okay.
He's a great actor, man.
It's Bart and Han. Alan Han and Bart Scott. ESPN Radio, represented by Progressive Insurance. Pet protection comes free with auto collision coverage. Visit Progressive.com. Let's go to the Bart and Han Nation Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And let's go to Rooney in Louisiana. Rooney.
Rooney going once.
Rooney.
Come on, Rooney.
Oh, man. The guys also said Rooney had a lot to say. Adam. How about Adam? What's up, Adam?
Hey, what's up, guys? Big fan of the show. Bart, big fan when we played. Just want to say Tom Brady's probably, unfortunately, going to win another MVP. I'm not a fan of his, but, you know, he's the GOAT, so you got to respect him. But, Bart, put some respect on my Rams, man. They beat the GOAT this year, and
bro,
they're coming in tonight to beat the Cardinals. It'll be straight. I'm telling you.
Now, remember, will you explain
my infatuation, Bart, my love for the Rams?
Bart picked the Rams to win the Super Bowl.
And who did I pick as my
MVP? He picked Matthew Stafford to win MVP. This is at the start of the season. So he has no hatred towards the Rams. But he doesn't like what he sees right now.
I don't like the fact the Rams are like the West Coast version of the Buffalo Bills. They get bounced out. Listen, when you think about, okay, well, they got Von Miller and they got Floyd, they got Aaron Donald, they still get bounced. They're not tough up the middle, man. They're missing Brocker. They're missing some beef up the middle, man, because they can get the ball ran down their throat, which is what the Cardinals did the first game. And I just think that, man, like we're seeing the recipe to beat them. It's teams are just attacking and running the ball right down their throat, and there's nothing they can do about it.
Let's take Mel. Mel, what's happening? What do you got for us today?
Jeffrey Wright is who
we're
talking about.
Good afternoon, man. So I want to talk about the Giants. You know, we're here a lot that
we need a new GM. And a lot of people say, you get a new GM, you get a new coach. Now, when we first hired Joe Judge, man, we made a big point about his football background being coached by being in the same room with Bill Belichick, being in the same room with Nick Saban. Mm-hmm. Now, with that being said, the Giants have been terrible for a very long time. I'm not saying that they're good. I'm not saying that, you know, they're great or anything, but I do feel like Joe Judge has did a way better job. So if we do get rid of the GM, I feel like we should put Joe Judge in that position before we just let him go.
This dude's 30, so whoa. Put him in what position?
As the GM, man.
You want to give a first-time coach the power to be the general manager and the head coach. Sean Payton doesn't have that ability.
You know what? I don't know.
Well, I want to say that because we made a point of him being in the same room with Bill Belichick. And
what does that mean?
And also, the Giants been terrible since he got there. And let me ask you this. Better.
You know who? A little better. They won six games in 2 years. They're still on par with the worst record than anybody else. Like McAdoo. Ben McAdoo in 1 year when he won 11 games, won more games than Joe Judge's 1-2. Also, you have to ask yourself, Mel, you have to ask yourself, like, If he can't coach, you expect him to be able to go pick the players too? He's never done that in his life, and now you want to give him more responsibility and more power? That is absurd. This dude is coaching a team with that roster to 4 wins. 4 wins!
I cannot believe what Mel – I mean, Mel, it's too early on a Monday to have that kind of a take on the Giants to give him more power. Like what – like you see the issues
he's already hired more coaches than anybody in the NFL. He has more coaches than anybody.
And no, that's not the right. Like when we talk about a house cleaning, you mean a house clean. You got to clean it all out. Like you need an exorcism. You need some sage.
You give him an opportunity to meet with the new general manager, and the new general manager is his choice. But you don't say, okay, Joe Judge, here's more power.
No. You need an exorcism.
Bill O'Brien. What's the fat dude? Charlie Weiss, like Romeo Crennel, like all those people was in the room. They didn't do nothing.
More on this next, Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
There is no excuse for that.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.